From JMI Wealth, you'll never guess who I found in the car park this morning, just sitting there.
Morning.
Andrew Callagher's back from another luxurious, lengthy little holiday. You have a good time?
I had a good time, Mike. It was a week. I mean, is that lengthy? Does that constitute lengthy?
Kind of lengthy in my book, mate. Anyway, did you tickle up a few Coonawarra Shirazes?
I had a couple of very pleasant Mornington Peninsula Chardonnays, Mike.
That's what you want. Well done. Hey, yep. How about the services sector? Is that you as well?
How about that, eh? Hey, look, last week I've been having to run pretty hard in the last 24 hours to catch up on everything that happened last week. I mean, you got that. Did you revel in that GDP number last week, Mike? That did you wallow in the feel-good factor of the 1.7%
GDP? I sort of
GDP?
Worry about it, to be honest.
Well, anyway, look. I mean, that was a bit of a surprise, but there's still quite a bit of COVID noise. Surprised most economists, actually. Still lots of COVID noise in there. Those growth numbers have been all over the place, actually, if you think about it. Plus 1.7, minus 0.2, plus 3, minus 3.9. And I think we'll be a couple of quarters before we get clean numbers. But yes, last Friday and yesterday, we got this BNZ Business New Zealand. We got the performance of service index and performance of manufacturing. Now, services, Mike, looking hot. August value of the performance of services index, 58.6, up 4.2 points on the previous month. So the service sector is expanding and it's looking good. And finally, are we seeing some evidence of the COVID impact retreating into the distance behind us? I guess that's the question. 58.6 is the highest level for that index seen since April 2021, and importantly, it's above the long-term average of the series, which is 53.6. And if you break it down, you got really good tailwinds there, significant gains in new activity and in what's called the orders component. So they're a major factor in that strong performance. So I'll just quickly refer back to the partner data series. That's the manufacturing index. That was on Friday. That also lifted, not as robust a gain as illustrated in the service sector, but up 1.4% 1.4 points to 54.9, so also an expansionary territory. Put the two of them together, combine them, and you get the composite index GDP weighted outcome of 58.2, which that suggests, Mike, we could see quite strong growth in the third quarter. So there's no letting up on the pressure on the RBNZ. They still have to try and sort of align demand with supply. They'll need to keep the pressure on. But, Mike, these numbers are still volatile, still a bit reluctant to call a trend there.
Okay, what about the Fed? What are they going to do, 50, 75 well, or 100?
Well, all eyes on the US Federal Reserve. We also have Bank of England and Bank of Japan this week as well. And we'll, of course, bring you the Fed rate decision. That's at 6 a.m. on Thursday morning. So we'll chat at 6:15. We'll give you the hot off the press numbers. You don't need to go too far back, Mike, when there was this are they going to go 50 basis points? Then we started to say, are they going to go 75 basis points? That now seems completely baked in. And now there's almost, say, maybe a 20 to 30% chance of a 100 basis point hike. Highly unusual to see a supersized hike like that. But given the current difference between inflation and Fed funds rate, it can't be discounted. Look, Mike, we haven't got time for sort of the full history lesson, but I've had the benefit of a week, I suppose, of reflection, of distance from day-to-day noise. And for me, it's brought sharply into focus the importance of that speech delivered by Jerome Powell on August 26th, short, sharp, punchy. It's changed the landscape for financial markets. Monetary policy around the world is now heavily branded with this mantra of don't blink. Central bankers have now the steely resolve to beat inflation down. So that idea we had of central banks pivoting on weaker economic data, taking the foot off the monetary policy pedal, that idea is well and truly consigned to the cutting room floor, Mike. Big money, I think, is still on 75 basis points, 100 basis points, not off the table. But there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the specter of recession is not a strong enough counter to the bigger fear of repeating the great inflation period of the 70s, so they're going to keep going.
Lay the numbers on me.
Well, we were actually positive there for a moment, but it's just dipped back into the red. But the Dow Jones, 30,780, it's down 42 points, 0.14%, so not that far down. S&P 500, 3868, down 5 points. The NASDAQ 11,440, down 8 points, so all sort of hovering around even. FTSE 100, they weren't trading, so 7,236 was the number from Friday. The Nikkei 27,567, down 1.1%. Shanghai Composite down about 0.3%, 3,115. The Australasian markets yesterday both weaker, the ASX 200 falling 19 points, 0.28%, 6,719, and locally the NZX 50 down 48 points, 0.42%, 11,531. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar are lower again, 0.5946 against the Aussie, 0.8864. So that's really hitting lowest levels we've seen for a long time. Euro, 0.5943 against the Japanese yen, 85.26 against the pound, 0.5210. For those gold bugs out there, gold at 1670.64, and Brent crude, $91.79.
Good to have you back. Have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.